gotta love the coughing. It's it's shows RP Grinders. This is Frank, and those are my cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. The coughing bunch is what we should call each other. I've had my bouts with coughing this week, and obviously Breakman has as well. Gentlemen, this is episode 675. How are you?
Well,
I like the kind of tired right now.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you how I am, Frank?
Well, sure.
Yesterday morning, I woke up and the weather. I was given a warning about the weather. It was going to be down in single digits overnight. God,
that was a couple days ago here.
And we're going to get maybe a light dusting of snow. By the time I went to bed, there was about a half inch of snow on the ground. It's like, okay, they were a little bit off. That's no problem.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, and the radio woke me up with the weather, and the weatherman said, well, we expect the snow to end by 9 o'clock, you know, about rush hour.
Yes.
So it snowed all night? So I look out the window. We got about between 2 to 3 inches or something.
Yeah.
And it's continued to snow all day long.
Wow.
Now there's about 6 inches out there, and they told us we were going to get a light dusting.
That was mean last week.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't think they predicted it'd be a light dusting.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They predicted light dusting. Like, the weatherman today just keeps apologizing. Like, no, these are just predictions. Like, we can't always be right.
Right. Okay. Well, I never listen.
It's cool.
I mean, I never
tempered his predictions by not saying something like light. That's a qualifier.
Yeah, I never listen to, weathermen, because nobody can predict the weather, man. It's just, I mean, you can predict, like, parameters, like, it's you know, there's an 80% chance it's going to snow today, but to predict the exact snowfall, I mean, come on, that's Mother Nature, right? That bitch has got things on lockdown, you know what I'm saying?
Here's what you should do. You should predict the temperature. And based on the temperature, you determine, and then the cloud cover, you determine whether or not it's going to snow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And even if it doesn't, at least you've been prepared.
Right.
See, here's what I do is I would write down a bunch of numbers like and cut them up. So like 20 degrees, 30 degrees, and then I'd write like a lot of snowfall, 6 inches or 1 inch. And I'd put them all in a hat. On random, draw them out. That's a prediction for the weather.
Or just let a chicken
or
like
manatees
guess.
From South Park.
Manatees. All right, welcome in Freak 5 and Judd X6 is in chat. Welcome to the RP Grinder Show. Why don't we get into the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric. Go for it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me pull it up. The Elder Scrolls Online has got a new expansion called High Isle, and it's set to release in June for the PS4, PS5, Xbox, and the Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. And PC and Stadia and Mac. Okay, so that's surprising that a Mac release is happening. But okay.
I know, that's really surprising.
Then again, I think the Mac release was for Elder Scrolls Online, but so they kind of are just gonna keep going.
Mm.
But like, I'm surprised that they even did that for Mac back then. So
yeah,
because this game's been out for like what, almost 10 years now.
I'm remembering things in chat too, Breakman, just to let you know. That's such an evil laugh, man.
It'll be priced at $40.
Yeah. I got excited when I saw the news today, guys. Like, I was looking, I was like, ooh, new Elder Scrolls game? Is this a new one? Yeah, it's just an expansion to the online experience. But I'm a big Elder Scrolls guy. I love Skyrim, and I really liked Oblivion. Morrowind was great. You know,
we all know you preferred Dragon Age 3.
Yeah, sure. Oh, God. Okay. Dragon Age 2, you mean, I think?
Or which one was it you hated? It was a 2? I thought it was a 2.
It was 2.
It was 2, okay.
Yeah, 2 was awful, man. The worst. No, but I really liked Skyrim. And, you know, every once in a while I'll go back to Skyrim, but even though it's like, you know, the bugs are still intact and, you know, all that type of stuff. But I really wish that they would concentrate on making one of their games.
It's weird that the Anniversary Edition isn't on Game Pass. You can only play a Special Edition. You have to pay for the upgrade, which is $15, which is dumb.
Right.
Bethesda inside, in spite of themselves, like, they make that, like, such a great narrative, and the gameplay is so fun and diverse.
Yeah.
That we're willing to overlook the flaws, and those games have major flaws.
I know, man. I wish we could be a little more critical, but you're right. Their fucking storytelling is so good, man. I mean, they really have, like, some of the best writers in the business, man. It's no wonder that Microsoft bought them out, Bethesda, for properties like this. But can you imagine if they could actually come out with a non-glitchy fucking game? And
you should see some of the glitches in Pokemon Arceus that people have posted on Twitter already.
I mean, I think it's impossible to get rid of all glitches and bugs, but to the extent they are into Bethesda games, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, but a lot of
frame rate issues, clipping issues, just like issues, you know.
Draw rate. I mean, there should be no reason for it. I mean, especially with the current gen of consoles, there's no reason for a lot of that shit. You know, I mean, they could still have the great graphics and, you know, you shouldn't have draw issues or frame rate issues or none. You know, none of that. Right. But, all right, anything left on this one, Eric?
No, not really.
All right, break. Next up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Death's Gambit Afterlife gets a new DLC expansion in Xbox version this
spring. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
Publisher Serenity Forge and developer White Rabbit. No, I like that name. So it's pretty, you know, going after the Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Okay, Death's Gambit Afterlife will receive an expansion titled Ashes of Vados. The DLC is set to release for Steam on February 10th, followed by a release on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 later this spring. Priced at $7.99 with a 35% launch discount during its first week of availability. Nice. That's not bad at all.
No, not bad. Not bad.
Additionally, Death's Gambit Afterlife will also receive a Xbox X, S, and One release in spring of 2022. It doesn't say exactly when. Finally, the physical version of Death's Gambit is now available for Switch for $34.99.
Oh, for all you physical people out there, you know.
Physical.
I want to get physical. Oh, sorry, Breakman. Going with what you were saying there, you know. Karaoke day on RP Grinders. All right, anything else on that break?
Dragon Age is better than Dragon Quest 8.
Why did Dragon you have Age to? 2. Why?
That's what he said. I was
Why?
Reading chat.
Why,
I mean,
break, man?
Was I not supposed to read it out loud? I was supposed to keep it to myself.
That's why I was like, how dare you, Freak 5? How dare you, son of a bitch? All right.
I use my inner voice.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. NIS America launches free demo for Monarch. So
Monarch.
What?
I think it's Monarch.
Monarch. I mean, you know, it's spelled M-O-N-A-R-K. So that how I say that is Monarch. But if it's Monarch, it's Monarch. Was Frank trying to sing or was he killing? How dare you, Freak 5? God damn it, you're so lucky I don't have
that. Even as funny, you should say it that way because at least then people know that it's like supposed to be like a play on words.
Monarch, like you're moaning or something. Ugh. Okay, it'll allow you to play through the game's first chapter, and progress can be transferred to the full game when it launches next month. I like when publishers do that. That's really nice. Set to release February 22nd in North America, February 25th in Europe, for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So there you go. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? That's all I'm saying. I can't say the rest, but you know what I want to say, son of a bitch. All right. Who's next? Eric, you are next.
Okay. From RPG site, we've got another release date announcement for another NIS game. Printing Presents NIS Classics Volume 2 launches May 10th in North America and May 13th in Europe. And this is a set that includes Makai Kingdom Reclaimed and Rebound and ZHP Unlosing Ranger versus Dark Death Evil Man. And they're originally PlayStation 2 and PSP games, respectively. Let's see. NIS America released a trailer, which I don't know if we can play on the podcast, but you can definitely see it if you're watching live now. Anyways, that's all it really is to this.
All right. There's the story, and he's sticking to it. My statement stands, Freak 5. How dare you? He says Harmy has a better singing voice than Frank. How dare you? How dare you? God damn it. Really, Breakman? You have to add to my misery? Son of a bitch.
Oh, you might add to the misery. Well, I'm going to give him an anti-exile for when you try to exile him later. So.
Oh, boy.
You know, for bringing Harmy into this conversation.
And just for that, you're going to get a 10 times one of those things when I get my power back, sir. All right, Breakman, what do we got next? Son of a bitch.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Playism announces the Use of Life, a choose-your-own-adventure indie RPG set to release for Steam Early Access in spring of 2022. The Use of Life. That's an interesting title. Use a JRPG style game inspired by a choose your own adventure books. I love those books. Those were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I always had to cheat because if I didn't, I always ended up with the bad endings. Developed by a solo developer in Darren Necco Games, The Use of Life features several decisions made by the player with a TRPG style dice rolling mechanic. Along with traditionally styled JRPG combat mechanics, while player choice is a key component of the game, it is emphasized that there is no strictly good or bad ending.
Yeah. I like that.
I'd like to know more.
I'd like to know more, too. I just wish it wasn't just coming to the PC, but, you know.
Yeah, Steam Early Access. If it does good on Steam, maybe we'll see more of it.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean...
So the game set up, like, Final Fantasy, like... presentation, but you play based on die rolls and tabletop rules. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, it does look cool. I mean, it's you know.
I mean, it says TRPG, but that makes it sound like it's tactical. But I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be tabletop,
right? Do we have any homie discounts this week, Eric, that you know of?
There's another sale going on Xbox. Which is the same as the sale, end of the year sale, and the last chance sale, but yeah. There's a few more things added to it, yeah. And a few things that were there before that aren't. But I think the new things make up for it.
Yeah, Freak 5 says what I really liked were the fighting fantasy game books. I vaguely recall those, Freak 5, vaguely, but it sounds familiar to me.
I love Choose Your Own Adventure books. Do they still make those?
No, they stopped making those a long time ago, my man. But those are great, man. Like, but yeah, you were a cheater, weren't you, Breakman? You used to go to the end to find
your way backwards. Fight the dragon, go to page 52. If you're gonna run from the dragon, go to page 54. Well, I'm gonna fight that fucking dragon. Page 52. You die fighting. No, I meant run away.
I think they don't make them anymore because video games basically made that redundant. Mm. It's a much effective method of delivering that kind of game melee experience.
Mm. I don't know. Like, books, they spark the imagination like nothing else, I think.
I agree.
You can play Vine instead, though, which is basically the same thing.
I understand, but I'm saying, like, with a book, when you're reading the words, like, you really have to imagine everything yourself.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what Vine is. Vine is text.
Oh, I misunderstood what you said. My bad. Sorry.
It's a text adventure engine, making engine.
Okay, my bad. I misunderstood.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Anything else that you guys have on homie discounts?
Mm-mm.
Breakman, should I play your music?
No.
Oh, damn it. I really thought we were going to have something this week.
It's been, like, kind of dead lately.
I know. It's, like weird. Like, you know. Yeah. All right. Let's move on, then, to...
Inquiring Minds want to know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I haven't been able to play it much, but I have been playing some, of course, Breath of the Wild, and... I was stuck in a puzzle last week, and I promptly solved that puzzle almost immediately after. I didn't have to cheat either. It was just kind of a realization, like, wait a minute, why am I doing this when I could do it this way? Like, yeah. It was basically just a, why am I running around this woods when I could just maybe look at the map and maybe find it that way? And lo and behold, I found it that way.
Yeah.
The map. Like, oh, I see it. There it is.
Yeah, there have been several times where I put down a game, like boss battles in particular,
yeah.
You know, where you're just like you play like 10 times in a row and you don't even get close to beating the boss, and then you put it down, and like a week later you'll pick it back up, and then you're like, oh, why did I think that was so hard, so easy? You know, it's like you kick the shit out of the boss and you move on. Freak says, the fighting fantasy game books were like choose your own adventure, only had character stats as well and could find items that later you might use. Ooh,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's like a D&D book, sort of, you know, sort of. All right.
There was a fighting fantasy game on the DS a while back.
Yeah, I remember that, Eric. Anything
never
else?
Picked it up, but I heard it was fun.
Break, anything else you've been playing?
Let me see. I also play Halo Infinite. I'm going back trying to find all like the hidden stuff now, just like the audio logs and the skulls, and just still kind of goofing around in the environment because it allows you to do that. Just go off and wander on your own, do whatever you want to do, kind of shit. Mm. You know, I want to go kill some stuff just because it's got to die.
Right.
It
has to die.
I have a problem with Halo Infinite. And it's not actually the game itself. It's the cross-play with PC gamers, because PC gamers are cheating the fuck out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
I played some yesterday. I couldn't get a kill, and I was pissed.
Well, and it's also because they have an inherent advantage with the mouse and keyboard, right?
I mean, it's not that. I mean, not just that. I've played against, like, keyboard and mouse before, and
right.
I still get my ass whooped, but at least I can get kills and stuff. These people are actually like looking through walls and shit like that.
Oh,
like
I've
seen like the cheating that's going on PC.
It's bullshit.
And that's why there's a lot of Halo communities trying to get them to stop the cross play because of how bad the cheating is.
Or they could just use anti-cheat software.
They're supposed to have rolled that out, but we're still waiting for it, you know? Mm.
Yeah,
so
nothing
until then,
worse
like,
than...
just stop the crossplay, because I think it's bullshit if a guy knows exactly where I am when I'm behind walls and shit.
Right. No, I agree. It takes the fun out of the game when somebody is cheating, for sure.
Yeah, that's why I quit playing SOCOM.
Yeah.
I love SOCOM, but the first game, they hacked it pretty quick, and in the second game, they hacked it pretty quick, and then by the third game, I'm like, no, I'm done. This is stupid. They're ruining everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it never makes it fun when people cheat. It's really stupid. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
Oh God, SOCOM! Like one of the ones that pissed me off the most is they could clip into the walls and then shoot you through the walls, like kill you. They're hiding in a side of a mountain and they can still kill you.
I know.
You can't
sucks.
Shoot them, of course, but
hate that. Extra Mores in the not in the chat per se, but in the user list there. So welcome. Welcome on in.
So that's it. I mean, I'm still enjoying the game, and just you can play some of the playlist without that the crossplay, which is good. But some playlists require crossplay. So
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Time Machines. Ooh, interesting.
Oh, the series where it's like choose your own adventure, but each book you were time traveling. Ooh, that sounds.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Another cool one, man. Yeah.
I thought I read a choose your own adventure about time travel. I remember there was one with like dinosaurs at some point.
Huh. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
Playing Shin Megami Tensei 5. Got near the end of the game, then I decided to shelf it for now so we could play Pokemon. And then get back to it when I'm ready to beat the game, and then do the second and third and fourth runs of the game. Yeah. So I could get the other endings.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
But other than that, Final Fantasy 13, Pokemon Sword.
All right. Cool. I actually played a couple of games real briefly. I didn't have a lot of time to game this week, but Phoenix Rising, of course, which is still, I mean, I just think very highly of that game, man. It's a joy to play. I mean, I hate Ubisoft, but I gotta say, the developers of that game, the people behind that game are just fucking awesome. And then I tried again to play Resident Evil Village. Oh boy, that game is like really scary to me. I don't know, there's just something about it that just gives me an anxiety I haven't felt since I played like Alien Isolation, man. I mean, right off the bat, you're fighting werewolves and shit, and it's just, I mean, I'm just like, fuck, man. I mean, it's just, it's anxiety inducing, at least at the beginning, man. I got to get over my fear.
The beginning of the game is pretty rough.
It is. It's really rough, man. I'm just like, holy shit, this is, oof. I mean, really, really tough, man. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those things. So that's all I've been playing. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
I do actually have
a review. All right, let's hear it.
There was a game came out several years ago with an awesome story plot and a great fighting game. The plot of the story is so good that they made comics of it, and they've actually spun it off into its own movie now, and that'd be the Injustice movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Injustice movie does not stick to the plot of the games, and it keeps a lot of the same beats and stuff. Like there are particular things that definitely still happen. Like, let me tell you. Basically, the plot of the story is that the Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane and destroying Metropolis, and that's what happens in this movie as well. And in retaliation, Superman kills the Joker. And then goes on in the movie, he goes on basically a revenge spree where he just kind of wants to clean up everything and stop the villain, stop murder, and you know, and he's grieving and stressed out and everything else. And, you know, a lot of things happen and a lot of characters die over the plot of the movie. Some things same, some different, like as far as like characters who die and survive. But there was one very big difference between this movie and the games, and I just, because of it, I'm kind of disappointed with the movie.
Hmm.
I'd say it's probably just not a spoiler at this point, if you know the games. In the game, Superman just isn't grieving. He goes completely evil. Like, he turns to the dark side. He is a confirmed absolute worst villain there is at this point in the game.
It's kind of why I hate the plot, because bad, evil Superman is boring to me, and it's antithetical to Superman.
Well, it is, but I like him. I think he's enjoyable as an evil character.
He's too one-dimensional. Seeing all the story cutscenes from the first Injustice, he was too one-dimensional, in my opinion.
Well, I can see that, but I like the second one, especially. There's a scene where Batman and Superman finally go face to face again, and they just have a little conversation where it's like you get the kind of the real personality of them. But so anyway, the movie has decided that Superman in this is not evil; he's just grieving,
which is arguably worse, because I'd rather have him just be evil. Because now it's just his reason for doing bad things is pathetic.
Yeah, well, in the game, it was hinted that like he'd started off on that path, kind of like grieving, and then it turned into him, you know, realizing that only things are, you know, I'm should be in charge and nobody else should fuck with me and stuff, to the point where he's killing superheroes just because.
And in the Snyder's film, the alternate future where they were trying to prevent, apparently it was due to the anti-life equation making him corrupt.
Right. Because he'd spent so much time with Earthlings and stuff, even though he was supposed to be above it, but yeah, he wasn't actually evil in that either.
In all honesty, I love the plot of Injustice, and I like the fact that Superman was in that process of grieving, and that's what caused him to snap. And you know why I liked it even more From the video game perspective, I have not seen the movie, but I'm sure I will. I'll rent it from the Redbox or something.
It's on HBO Max.
I don't have HBO Max. I got rid of it. Okay. Yeah. I like the way that it made Joker all the much more impressive as a villain, right? Mm. Here the Joker is, right? I mean, he's just a normal, you know, run-of-the-mill villain with...
He's basically a human being with a psycho... I don't know what to say about his personality, but, you know, he's just basically
right.
a human being.
But using his chaotic mind, he turned a perfectly, you know, great Superman, right, with all these superpowers.
The best way I could describe Joker is that he's basically Loki of the DC-verse.
Well, yeah, but
no,
but,
I think
but,
that's
but,
no, I don't think that's quite
without
accurate.
Superpowers.
I think he's chaotic evil. If you look at it,
yeah,
from...
he's like the opposite of good. Like he was made right. to be like he wasn't originally made to be like the opposite of Batman, but that's what he's become over
right.
the years.
Well, yeah, like
no,
Batman.
I thought he was just Batman if Batman let himself go over the edge.
Well, there's a lot of parallels for sure, but.
Right.
But that, like, his chaotic nature, his unpredictability is what really is the appeal to the Joker. But no. Honestly, the Joker is all that much more impressive because the way he manipulated things,
yep.
and stuff, and he got, I mean, he does this all the time, right? He does it to Batman all the time. He does it.
Yeah.
You know,
and in the movie, there's actually a scene where Batman's confronting him, like, "Why are you doing this to him?" And Joker's like, "Well, I'm tired of losing to you, pretty much."
Right.
I was going after somebody else because you keep fucking beating me.
Right. Like, which you can see that. I mean, that's great writing, right? It's like all this time you keep kicking my ass, keep throwing me into Arkham because you won't kill me. You know, that's my right. that. I think that was Joker's ultimate goal, right? Is to get Batman to finally push him over the edge and actually do the deed, right? Which they've had, you know, varying plot points where Batman does snap and kill Joker, you know, different
like,
timelines.
What, that's the Killing Joke.
Killing Joke, yeah. Long Halloween, you know, other shit like that, you know, just stuff like that. But no, I mean, I think it's, it, you know, yeah, okay. So I'm sorry, Break, continue on with your review of Injustice.
Okay, so... I can't spoil the ending, but there's a lot of like character death in this, and people kind of just like when a character dies, for the most part, they just kind of shrug it off, like with the exceptions of the Green Arrow and the Joker. Those seem to be the only two characters people cared about. Well, and Superman and Lois.
You think maybe if they had time to make it like a miniseries, they could have done more with that.
Mm-hmm. I think so, like because mm-hmm. they're. Characters like they kill off just unceremoniously, like, wait a minute, that character's dead? I didn't even realize it. Oh, okay. And just, yeah. It's just Superman, he breaks in the game, you know, and he becomes what the nightmare that everyone's afraid of. And
right.
in this, he gets to the edge, but he never. And he might go over it a bit, but he never, like, truly snaps.
Right.
And he doesn't become the guy who wants to conquer the planet.
Right,
which he is in the game. Like he wants total control.
Right. Freak says Batman needs to kick the asses of the guards at Arkham for always letting the criminals he has caught get away. That's
yeah,
kind of true.
People keep blaming Batman for not killing people, but Batman's just there to help facilitate the law enforcement.
Right.
He's but like, they're not good at their jobs.
I know, right. They are very incompetent. Why would anybody want to live in that city? Their only guy who, with any confidence is Batman, you know?
Right,
it's like,
right.
And he can't be everywhere, and he can't have his Bat family everywhere.
Right.
You gotta rely on the most incompetent police force on the planet.
Right. Whew. All right, so continue on, Break. Are you ready to give it a score yet? Or are you?
I'm gonna say about a six and a half in
okay.
that range for me.
Yeah,
just because it felt like kind of a cop out to me that just they didn't want to like ruin Superman's image, kind of thing.
Right.
That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. Well, and people that are into comics kind of know that there's alternate universes and
mm-hmm.
alternate storylines and, you know, stuff like that. It's like it's like people that do those movies that are like the history you know, buffs. That's like saying history buffs would be mad if you did an alternative history on World War II or something. It's like, come on, guys. It's just fucking made up shit. You know, it's no big deal. All right,
I'm thinking it probably came down from, like, people at the top, you know, saying, like, probably. No, you can't do that with Superman.
Well,
like,
probably people at DC and Warner Brothers were like, oh, you got to, you know, at least...
You got to scale it back a little bit there.
Scale it back a little bit. Yeah. I could see that. The figureheads, you know.
But I'm still recommending to go see it, or to see it, because it was still entertaining in spots. It just wasn't the best, especially when there are a lot of other...
Do you think it fared better than the first Death and Rebirth of Superman movie they did?
Which one was that?
The one where, like, Superman clones were being made at the end.
Superman clones.
I didn't like that one. I didn't like that one at all, to be honest with you. The Death and Rebirth of Superman. Yeah. You didn't see that one, Break? You should check it out.
It wasn't called that. It was called Superman Doomsday.
Yeah, it's Superman Doomsday. Where he gets killed by Doomsday. It should be on HBO Max now, I'm guessing, but
it is. I haven't seen all of them. Only have so much time in the day.
You know, Death and Rebirth is a much better story.
Most of the time.
Because it's more comic accurate.
Most of the time, the DC animated movies just beat the shit out of the Marvel animated movies. You know, like, they're really good. So.
Wait, when was the last time there was a Marvel animated
movie? It's been a while, man.
The only thing I can think of is it's not really Marvel because it's Sony. It was Spider-Man into the...
They had like Hulk versus Wolverine, and
I think the last one I remember watching was Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk was not very good. They didn't stick to the comic as much as they should have, and I liked it okay, but that comic book was kick ass too. Planet Hulk, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Basically, all the heroes on Earth are like, fuck Hulk, we got to get him off of this planet because he's way too powerful and way too dangerous. So they send him off in a rocket ship. He lands on this planet and becomes like a fucking slave, like gladiator style.
I know, that's hard to believe that Hulk lands on some planet where he isn't like the strongest thing around.
Right, and he's not, but he becomes. Like, he uses more of his mind than anything, and he fucking wrecks that planet. Well, you know, wrecks all the power structure there. Yeah, he conquers it. And then he comes back to Earth, and he's, you know, he's after all the fucking heroes, and it's badass, you know.
He beat really COVID. Yeah. I'm joking because the virus that attached itself to him kind of looks like it had the spikes that COVID does.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I have a review. Eric, I didn't see that you had a review.
No.
I do. And it's not a full review because I don't... Is the last episode of Boba Fett out yet, Break?
I have not watched Boba Fett yet.
Oh, you haven't? I'm not going to spoil anything. I'll just say it's really fucking good. And everybody should watch it.
Apparently, when the show started, people were getting upset because of all the motorbikes they had were, like, multicolored, like Power Rangers. But I'm like... So people are upset the show's Easy Riders?
No, I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that when the series is over and Breakman has a chance to watch it because I know Breakman's a huge Star Wars guy and stuff, and we'll talk about it. But there's one little minor problem that I have with it, and it involves that, but in a different way. But I can't wait for you to watch it, Break. You should binge it, and we could do a full review next week. But, I mean... There are things that happen in this series that I'm just like dumbfounded how great it is. It is, cool. it's so good. It's written so well, and I can't wait for you to watch it, Break, man, because I really want to talk about it. But
I really want to watch the Hercule equivalent of Star Wars.
Yeah,
Dungeons
in chat.
Basically, just a big pathological liar.
I didn't even see Dungeon sneak in there, but he snuck in there. And Dungeon says, I've been watching Boba Fett. The last ep had some surprises. Yeah, I haven't seen episode 5. But, I mean, I've seen through episode 4, and that's enough for me to say it's a great series.
This is a short series?
I think it's only six episodes, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Dungeon, if you... If you know how many episodes, let us know in the chat there.
That's perfectly fine with me. I prefer the one like shorter seasons with better storytelling because we've seen what happens with long seasons. For instance, the television show The Flash, like the seasons are way too long on that, and they've got so many padding episodes, and now the story's just gotten to the point where it's just like, God, do I even want to watch this show anymore?
I know that, but see, that's what happens with anyone. Oh, only for 7 episodes, Dungeon says.
Apparently, in The Flash, like all of the Speed Force users are fighting each other with Speed Force that made them look like lightsabers, and they were fighting like they were using lightsabers. But to me, that sounds like it's funny as shit. Like, and why, I don't know why people are upset.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the last season. I saw the season before. If I have to wait until it comes to Hulu, or because I'm lazy. I don't want to feel like being there. I don't want to watch it at a certain time or have to record it or anything.
Right.
That's work.
It's work. Yeah, right. But so far, so good for Boba Fett. I'm really, and I'm not as big a fan of Star Wars as Break, but I can honestly say it's this might be a little controversial. So far, I think it's better than Mandalorian, and I thought Mandalorian was great. So, you know,
I think it's pretty telling how Disney and Lucas have gone. Like, well, after the moving to the future with the new trilogy, we're going to go backwards because we know people love that stuff, and yeah, we don't think we went in the right direction because people aren't that happy.
Keep on doing what they're doing because I'm enjoying these stories. I can tell you that much. I mean, I never knew. I'll talk about it next week if you watch it, Break, because there's.
I will try and watch it this week.
Yeah. It's how can I say it, man? Like, Boba Fett was never one of my favorite characters until now.
See, to me, Boba Fett was always one of the most overrated, like, fan favorites.
Yep.
Because he had, like, a couple of lines in the second one, and in the third one he was in there for like a minute and he was killed. But we didn't see him do really anything cool or, you know.
It's like I said, though, he's basically Mr. Hercule. He's fake it to make it.
Well,
it's all about like looking badass, but he being just a total shithead.
Yeah, well,
that's more of other people putting that on him, as opposed to him like being like that. It's just, to me, I think people just looked at the outfit, because who can deny that outfit looked really fucking cool?
I mean,
he's got the rocket on the back, and that helmet looked pretty awesome. Like, he's a cool looking character, but he wasn't really that much of a thing in the movie. Was he in like 5 minutes in Empire or something?
I know he doesn't take up any time at all in the series, and he became this cult thing, and now he's got a good backstory.
He wouldn't have been thrown in the Sarlacc pit because his jet path malfunctioned because a rock was thrown out if he had done maintenance work on it.
Dungeon says, well, for me it felt like a slow start, but it got better, especially after Lasso. I mean, Dungeon, there's some things happen. We'll talk about it next week at Break.
I think it's funny, the original writer of returned when they threw him into the Sarlacc pit. They said afterwards, if they'd realized that character was that popular, they wouldn't have done that way.
Right.
They would have given him a better death.
Well, apparently he didn't die. So
die. So just
it's been retconned. So
Just
originally,
I mean, we have no reason to believe he died anyways because he fell in the pit and then we never saw him again.
Well, just keep watching.
Well, and that's still a retcon because the writers wrote it as he's dead, just like when when they threw the Empire down the pipes, like, the Emperor's dead. Well, they retconned that too. No, he sent his consciousness over into a clone body.
Right.
He's okay.
Right.
Wait, didn't the book do that, I think?
Yeah,
still technically died, though.
Right.
So.
All
right. Right. But it was still a retcon of what actually
happened. Yeah, it's a retcon.
Intended to come back.
Break. The way that
the Emperor and Boba Fett never were intended to come back. They're supposed to be dead.
But I'm not glad they retconned the Emperor, but I am definitely glad that they retconned Boba Fett. Let's just put it that way. I think it's
if they'd done more to establish the Emperor and instead of just suddenly bringing him back in another trilogy, like the end of the trilogy. Like, he wasn't a part of the other two, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, he's the big bad again.
Yeah, if there's, like, a bit of foreshadowing in the second movie, it would have been made more understandable, but...
Dungeon said it. Dark Horse put out the Dark Empire Star Wars comic series, and that's how the Emperor came back, with clones. That was way back in the 90s.
You know, the expanded universe that Disney rejected and then pilfered from to make the plot for a third,
right.
new trilogy movie.
No, Brake, I am really happy with what they did with Boba Fett. Let's just put it that way, Brake. It's great. It's fucking great. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not a Star Wars geek, but this is super interesting to me. And kudos to Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and all the directors. Even Robert Rodriguez directed an episode of Boba Fett. So I'm really happy with what they're doing with Boba Fett, for sure. So, all right, let's move on
I'm going to give an anti-exile to Questbuster. So he can just put that in his pocket.
I don't think in the history of Grinders, I don't think I've ever exiled Dungeon Buster. So,
well, if it ever happens, he's protected.
Right, he's protected, I guess. So you have an RP Grinders condom, Dungeon Buster. So there you go. okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, I know you got plenty.
I've got two. One's the snow, obviously, because it was unexpected. And it sucks. And it was still snowing before the show started, so I'm guessing it's probably still snowing now. I'm wondering when I'm going to have to go out in single-digit temperatures and shovel, probably tonight or tomorrow, depending on how long it snows, whatever. My second one goes to the Joe Rogan podcast and everything to do with it. Let me see. I think we talked about last week, but he talked about his anti-vaxxing stuff. Well, in this past week, he's denied climate change and that black people are black.
What? I didn't hear about this.
Let me find this. I had the link up. Let me see if I can find it.
Wait. So he's actually taking the Mormon approach, where like they sin, so that's why their skin got dark.
Okay. So here's what he said.
So that's why they're not really black.
Well, wait. Just wait until you hear this. Okay. Well, isn't this that weird? The black and white thing is so strange because the shades are so. There's such a spectrum of shades of people, said Rogan, who previously platformed on Nancy. Yeah, skipping all that. Unless you're talking to someone who is like 100% African from the darkest place where they're not wearing any clothes all day and they developed all that melanin to protect themselves from the sun, even the term black is weird. And we use it for people that are literally my color, it becomes very strange.
Wow. Wow, he doesn't have a very good understanding of the way pigment works.
Or anything, for that matter.
Right, for anything. So, yeah.
Like, there's really dark black people, but that doesn't... It's a general...
There's light... It's... Look, I'm incredibly pale. I am white. So, like, there's people of every race who have different pigmentations,
right,
you know?
Right. But here's my thing. To call that's so stupid. That's such a dumb take, because what he's saying is, unless you're a 100% African,
yep,
you're not black.
Yeah,
it's exactly the weirdest fucking thing. So a light-skinned black person is not black, according to Joe Rogan.
Call me crazy, but like the half Saiyans in Dragon Ball are still Saiyans because they got Saiyan blood in them.
Right. It's the way I feel about myself. Right?
It were like a single percent or like a 0.1%, it would still be that much percentage. So you'd still be right in calling him that.
Right.
He's saying like a lighter skinned black man, say like Dwayne Johnson, for instance.
Right. Right.
Isn't black because his skin's lighter. Is what he is saying.
Or Sinbad.
Right. Or Sinbad. Or what about an albino black person? I've seen those.
Like, that guy from Black Lightning.
From where?
That he was in Black Lightning. That actor in Black Lightning. Yes, he was great as a villain.
Right.
He's an albino black man.
Right, and he's not black.
According to Joe Rogan.
Okay, black. This is also your stinko, right, Eric? The Joe Rogan thing.
Yeah, but it has more to do with Spotify giving him a platform.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Let me talk a little bit about Joe Rogan. Right, when he first did his podcast, he seemed like he was open-minded to a lot of different views, and that's why he became so popular, right? But as the years went on, he became more and more like tinged with right-wing conspiracy bullshit.
Or he'll just believe the first thing he tells, and once they present a good enough argument for his lack of intelligent mind.
Right. And he pretends to be an intellectual, right? He'll have pseudo-intellectuals.
No. Pretending being intellectual is who Jordan Peterson is.
Well, if you let me finish, Eric.
I would say Rogan doesn't claim to be like a genius or anything like that. He always says like I'm just an entertainer and
well,
and
he is.
But the problem is he's bringing in like the, for instance, the climate denier guy. Like you're finding the one out of 1,000 scientists who's telling you that everything else is that this isn't true.
Right.
And that's the guy you're giving the platform to, not the everybody who's telling you there's something broken and we need to do something here.
Right. He's always taken the contrarian. I'm really surprised he doesn't agree with flat earthers, because he seems to be susceptible to a lot of this bullshit, right? Like Bigfoot and
flat. At least he has some standard.
and you know what the funniest thing is like if you go over the archives of RP Grinders, we've done a pretty fucking good job of debunking like flat earth theory and you know a bunch of Bigfoot and a bunch of fucking you know nonsense that is I think we should get back to that. We should get back to like debunking a lot of shit, you know, and maybe we can become like I'd be happy with 1/10 of Joe Rogan's audience. I think you guys would be too.
right
you know what I mean. But that's not really what sells, right? So that's why Joe Rogan does what he does. That's why
Spotify keeps him, because of the money.
Right. It's all about money.
He's so popular, he's making them money.
Right.
That leads me to my sweeto, though. My sweeto is that Neil Young has integrity, so he left Spotify in disgust.
Right. But Breakman wasn't done with his stinkos. Continue on, Breakman.
I think, I'm done now with the stinkos.
Oh, you're done?
Like, okay. It was just... like we got him, and well, actually, you know, not really, because Joe Biden announced that he is going to nominate a African American black woman female judge. You know,
yeah, and I saw the shit that he was getting for that.
Have lost their fucking minds.
I mean,
over it. Like,
I still feel like we're going to be disappointed anyway.
Oh, well, we will.
I know we're going to get disappointed with whoever the pick's going to be. But the point is, like, it's because he's saying a black woman specifically. Like, well, wait, so you guys are upset about diversification? Like, so you think the old white men there know what it's like for a black woman?
And by the way, why are conservatives so upset about this? They're still going to have a 5-4 majority.
They can say whatever they want, but it's because he said black.
At least Biden has won over on Obama, who just left the seat stay open.
I know, which was fucking mind-boggling. You had an opportunity of a lifetime, and you let it fucking squander away.
We've all talked about our displeasure of Obama. Like,
oh God, I can't stand Democrats or Republicans. Can we just get it out there? I fucking hate both parties. Both parties
are bought and sold. You know? They're working for their donors, the billionaire class. They're not working for us.
Right. I think I've said.
Are there any of them that are really working for us?
None. None, zero, zilch, none of them bought and paid for. And if you don't think so, look at their fucking salaries, right? And look at their votes on their salaries. Have they ever voted against giving themselves raises? I'll wait if anybody can.
There was a freeze on it for a few years.
No. I'm not talking a freeze. I'm talking about raises. Have they?
You think that's always unanimously voted on? I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's unanimous.
That's the only one thing they all agree on,
right?
Is that they deserve more money,
right? Right. So there you go. My stinko of the week is media and media bias, which we'll be talking in our free for all, and I'm specifically talking about how dangerous it can be. And I'm talking both ways. Like we'll get into it in just a minute. So that just gives you a little tease into what we'll be talking about in free for all. Let's move on to.
Oh wait, I had one more stinko that I want to mention.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
But you know those free rapid COVID tests.
Yes.
That you could get. They still haven't shipped them yet. That's my other stinko.
Oh, of course not. Okay, let's move on to a little bit happier stuff.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, your sweet.
No,
of the
I
week.
Think you know what my sweet-o is. Oh God, let me see. back in 1988, 89, I was a little kid in elementary school, and the Bengals were going to the AFC Championship game.
Yes, yes, break them.
And that was the last time they have in my life until Sunday. They're one only four teams left. Oh my God, the Bengals are still playing football in late January.
Do you know?
Hasn't happened since '80s.
Breakman, do you know how bad I want the Bengals to win? I, in the worst way, want the Bengals to beat the Chiefs so bad. Now,
I hate the Chiefs that much, huh?
Well, they're in my division, dude. I mean, and they've been dominating us for how many years now? Just like the fucking Raiders. Like it just. For some reason, we can beat the Chargers, which is good, but we can't beat the fucking Raiders or especially the Chiefs. We haven't beat the Chiefs in, I think, 13 or 14 straight games. So,
ouch. Yeah, I understand. That's Bengals versus Steelers until this year. Like,
right.
Steelers are always that team that just bullies the Bengals.
So right, right. And it sucks. It's not a rivalry. It's one-sided. The Chiefs are better, no doubt, and it fucking sucks. But
the Big Brother, because that's what they refer to the Steelers around here as, the Bengals' Big Brother, and I hate it so much. Like,
right.
Fuck you guys.
In the worst way, for the Bengals to beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I would be happy for the rest of the year, even if the Bengals didn't win the Super Bowl, Breakman. If they beat the Chiefs, I would be the first one to buy a fucking Joe Burrow jersey. I'm telling you right now, if the Bengals beat the Chiefs, I'm going to buy a Joe Burrow jersey, and he will forever be one of the most loved quarterbacks in the history of football for me, for beating the Chiefs. So,
nice.
Just saying.
I appreciate that.
And I do like the Bengals, by the way. I always have. I think they should have won that Super Bowl against the 49ers. They had a chance, and they should have won.
You did bring it up, and there's one thing that I think most Bengals fans, too, like me, the old Bengals fans, are also 49ers fans this Sunday.
Yep.
Because, more than anything, we want to see the Bengals not beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. We want to see the Bengals beat them by, like, 50 points.
Yep. Yep. I would love to see the Bengals versus 49ers and the Bengals actually win it. I really would. That would be different, right? Because the 49ers have won multiple Super Bowls. The Chiefs have won multiple Super Bowls. And the what's the other team involved? The Rams have not won. Oh yeah, they did. They won in St. Louis though. So I would really like to see Cincinnati take it all, but I don't think they have a chance, but we'll see. I mean, weird thing. Nobody gave them a chance against the Titans, and look what they did. So, you know, let's just see what happens here. They might be a team in destiny, Breakman, and I hope so. I hope for everybody's sake. Freak 5 says, his sweeto, he bought a car last weekend, a 2020 Kia Forte GT. It's so nice. It has a spot to set my phone, charges it wirelessly. The moonroof is nice. Lights on the side mirrors that light up if there's a car in my blind spot. Rear view camera. I can control my radio from the steering wheel. So many things that they have added to cars since 2008, which is the year of the car I'd been driving. I have a 2008 as well, Freak 5, a Prius, but I'm going to get a new car too, man. It's nice to get a new car, man. I'm glad you got something up there.
Mine's 2014, but it's rather basic compared to what Freak has.
Yeah, that's nice, man. Really glad you got something that you really like. I'm gonna try to get a new Prius this year, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. But I really would like to upgrade for sure. But no heated seats, he says. But
and I'm pretty sure the computer in my car is messed up because I have yet to fix the issue that has my tire service light running.
Oh, look at this!
Wrong with my tires.
It even has a place to exile yourself. Freak 5 mm-hmm. says so. I mean, that's perfect for him. You know, so perfect. All right. Let's see. Where were we? Anything else? Break. Any other sweetos?
I had another one that I want to
hold
mention.
Hold on. Hold on. Break or Eric. Break. Did you have any other sweetos? Did we lose Break? I think we lost Break. Hold on. Let me get Break Man. back on the call. Let's add. Let's see. Can we get Breakman back on? Well, while we wait, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric, with your other sweeto.
My other sweeto is the final trailer for Stranger from Paradise, Final Fantasy Origins. Ooh. It's like me and Dungeon Buster are gonna have a time with that game because it's so goddamn stupid. And like the trailer played and it showed more gameplay and story, but like it's playing it to the tune of a Frank Sinatra song. It's like we went from Limp Bizkit to that.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I can't wait to play as Jack Garland and see his descent into becoming Chaos and replacing the current Chaos. Because that's how it worked, I guess. Because, like, he became Chaos after killing Chaos.
Wait, and, what?
And the time loop thing started. And that's apparently why people have forgotten things.
Yeah.
And it takes another set of four heroes, like, to end that. But even though the original game doesn't explain how they broke the cycle, it just kind of happens.
Yeah, we're trying to get Break back, but it'll just take a second. He's got to restart, so no worries. What is this? He said he'll be on as soon as he can. Okay, no worries. All right, do you have anything else,
Eric?
Let's see. Okay, my sweeto. Is you're going to be surprised. It's kind of a stinko slash sweeto, I guess, Eric. But I don't know if you saw that Jerry Falwell Jr. did an interview with Vanity Fair. And he said some interesting things. I don't know if you... Did you have a chance to hear about this, Eric?
Mm-mm.
He said that that he's not religious. Pointed out that, a lot of the evangelicals are full of shit, basically, is what, he said. So, by the way, Breakman said that the 49ers, hacked his, account, which is funny. Freak5 says, I am tempted to start driving for Uber or Lyft, but I don't want to put a bunch of miles for it, so I will only give people rides when I get off work that are near my job, who want to be driven someplace on my way home or near my house. Get paid to drive home from work. I mean, if it works out that way, Freak5, then by all means, you know, a little extra money never hurts, you know. But, I mean, I don't like their practices, you know, Uber or Lyft, but, I mean, if you can make a little bit of money, then why not? I mean, you know, don't have any problem with that. So, I mean, he's the only thing that I take exception to with all this, Eric. I mean, I knew he was full of shit to begin with, Eric. But the problem is, why didn't he do this when, you know, like he started talking a little bit of, like, on the fringe of basically saying Trump. He never really came out and said Trump was wrong for anything. But I really wish he would have done that while he was in a position of prominence, right? And he should have called people out while he was in that position. So in a way, it's a sweeto. In a way, it's a stinko. But I still think that...
maybe his headspace just wasn't there yet?
Well, it's a possibility. And then there was some you know, he talked a little bit about... He wouldn't admit... he admitted that... His wife had an affair, but do you remember that whole debacle where he would watch his pool boy bang his wife? That whole thing. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah,
I never really paid attention to anything.
Yeah, like that. He would watch his wife and the pool boy, you know, go at it, and you know, he talked about how, you know, but he sort of talked about it like it was an affair. Not like it was a mutual thing, which I absolutely believe it was a mutual thing.
Yeah, because if you let it happen and you just watch it, you think it's because he got off on it.
Right, right. It's definitely because he got off on it, right? But, you know, that aside, I mean, the fact that he called out the religious right and the evangelicals in general was actually pretty, I mean, pretty good. I mean, I kind of enjoyed that. So that's why I gave him a Sweeto of the Week in a way, you know. I mean, I still think he's slimy for some of the stuff he said in that. But if you want to check it out, check out Vanity Fair with Jerry Falwell Jr. So let's move on to... It's a free-for-all! All right, free-for-all this week. I kind of laid it out a little bit before with media, but media bias and how it's becoming dangerous. And I'm talking specifically with propaganda, Eric. Like, if you look at the way that both, like, the way that I divide it is Fox and CNN. So when I refer to, you know, Fox or CNN, it's not either one of them respectively, but they're big. They're like the big ones, right? Fox, CNN, right? Those are, so you know who I'm talking about when I say one or the other. Specifically, Fox in this last presidential run was extremely dangerous, right? And they pushed a lot of people over the edge. And the reason that I bring this to the forefront is because there have been some text messages from Sean Hannity from Fox to Kaylee McKelney. I think that's, you know, I might be mispronouncing her name. She was like the liaison or whatever they call the press secretary or whatever for the president when Trump was in office. And I just think it was highly, highly irresponsible of Hannity, who definitely had a big voice in the White House, right? I mean, there were times when Trump would contact him to get advice on what to do. And I think any time that a media person gets that involved in higher up politics, especially when it comes to the president, it can be a very, very dangerous thing. And I think even Hannity realized that because he tried to tell the president to stop with the, you know, the stolen election narrative that was going on, and he was trying to steer the president away from. This was the day after January 6th, right? So he was trying to give McElhaney kind of like a five-pointer, you know, kind of note to how to handle what was going on with the January 6th shit. And anytime somebody in the media does that, they inherently have a bias. So I'm wondering what your take is, Eric, on the way that media handles their business as of right now in the modern age.
I think it's a symptom of capitalism and the corruption that it brings. And they need to take some kind of responsibility for all the damage they've done due to their reckless reporting.
Right. A lot of it is reckless reporting, right? Like the other day, Joe Biden called Peter Ducey a son of a bitch, right? And I think people are human. I think Joe Biden's a son of a bitch, right? And if I were to say that, that'd be an opinion, right? Well, I guess that was Joe Biden's opinion, but man, the media hammered Joe Biden like he had said the worst thing possible. You know, like he had called a world leader a son of a bitch or something. You know, it's like I mean, grow up, people. Like, people are human. They tend to make mistakes. Even the idiot in North Korea, I'm sure, has said offhanded comments away from the media that's, you know, some people would have been like, you know, even in his circles would have been like, wow, that's too far even for you, Kim Jong. You know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, why does the media get away with so much, Eric? Maybe that's a better question to ask. I mean,
probably for the same reasons that Trump was let get away with what he was, because no one's there to stop them.
Right. I mean, who's there to stop them? That's right. I mean, back in the day, There was three networks, right? It was ABC, CBS, and NBC, right? Those were the three. You had three channels to pick from way back in the day. And each newscaster would come on for a half an hour every night or however, you know, long it was. And they would just tell you the news. This is what happened today, you know. And instead of giving a biased opinion and having all these stupid shows about, one person's opinion, like a Hannity, or even on the CNN side, like an Anderson Cooper or Jim Acosta or any of those guys over there, it would just be the news. And then people could digest it, right? They could make their own kind of unbiased opinion based on the facts, right? Today there were, 10 people shot, and, that's what happened. Apparently it was, as we're getting facts, it was a person that was ex-military. I mean, you can make your own judgment based on just the facts that are laid out.
You could sort of. I mean, back then, there was a lot of nationalism going on, so that informed the public consciousness in a way.
Well, it still goes on today, right?
Yeah, but it's even worse now because it's the ramped up nationalism that Trump brought forth.
Right, but my point remains the same, Eric. Like the bias, there wasn't necessarily a bias inherent in the news, right? Walter Cronkite would come out and tell you, an airplane crashed into the Pacific today, right? And that was big news, right? Like he would give you the facts. And then you yourself could either do your own research via news clippings.
News stations back then used to be news stations. They weren't propaganda networks.
Right. It's all propaganda, right? I mean, and I'm not talking just on the Republican side of things, the Foxes of the world, the OANs, the Newsmaxes of the world. I'm talking about CNN and MSNBC and all those channels. Like, they're all biased. And I wish they would take the opinion shows and make a different network for those and just do the news, right? You know, not spin it in any which way, one way or the other. Just say, this is what this person said today. This is what this person did today. And just give us the information as it happens. You know, when I go out, I do a lot of cop watching, right? I'll go out and I'll watch cops do what they do. Like, if they're arresting somebody, I'll take a camera and I'll watch them just to make sure that there's a clean record of what's going on there, because they don't always put on their body cams. You know, they're kind of wishy-washy with that shit. So if you have another unbiased camera out there, and I'll set the scene. I'll say, look, there are four police officers out here. It appears that they're arresting this person. The vehicle, here's the vehicle numbers. That the weather is this. I'm setting the scene, right? And I think that's exactly what the news needs to get back to. Is it going to get you ratings? Probably not. Which I agree, Eric, in a lot of ways. Capitalism has biased the news to become more sensational, right? It's a way of getting more views, more money. The advertisers are happy, et cetera, et cetera. But when you're beholden to people like that, then you tend to twist the narrative quite a bit. And I think that's one of the biggest problems going in this country right now, is too many narratives are being twisted, right? I mean, you could see something completely egregious, like what we see happen with what we saw happen with George Floyd. And there's always the Fox Newses of the world to say, I don't see anything wrong that the officer did. I mean, it's biased both ways. You know, just show us the information. There it is. This is what happened. This officer put his knee on this guy's neck. He died. And go from there. You know, I mean, it's just, you get the Fox News. It's like, oh, what drugs was this guy on? Or what, and then you get the MSNBC who want to be neutral, quote unquote neutral. You know, it's so stupid. Lols for the week. Tucker Carlson wanted to fucking Eminem. What? Wait a minute, Freak Five. Was he talking about how sexy the...
Yeah, he got upset that the they were... That Mars Candy Co. was going to change the design of the M&Ms, and the green M in particular had a change that took away like one of their high heels and replaced it with another pair of high heels that's supposedly less sexy. And he got really upset about that. But the thing is, Mars Company is doing this to deflect from the fact that last year they were and still are under fire for child labor violations.
Right. Well, there's a lot of companies like that.
Along with a couple other companies, yeah.
Right, right. I mean,
that are also facing lawsuits.
Nike, for years, was one of those companies.
Nike, Nestle.
Right, Nike, Nestle.
I would be surprised if Hershey was on that list, but I don't think it was.
I don't think Hershey's on that list. I think they're mostly an American company,
yeah.
Which is why their chocolate was always a little more expensive than everyone else's.
And depending on who you ask, like if you ask a European, they'll tell you American chocolate sucks. The sweeteners they use or whatever.
I like Hershey's chocolate.
I think it's because they don't use sugar cane and they use high fructose corn syrup and all that shit.
I do like Hershey's. I like the way that tastes, but especially like the Hershey's bars with almonds. Oh man, this is good stuff. Freak says, yeah, he's saying the female M&Ms aren't sexy anymore. I'm going to pull up sexy M&M. Let's see what pulls up. I don't want to sexy.
Because the first thing I think of when I see cartoon characters, I want to fuck them, okay?
I know, right?
I mean, I can look at a cartoon character and say, yeah, she's kind of hot, but she's also a cartoon. I can't get turned on that by that exactly.
You know what pulls up with the first...
This is why Arrowgate exists, because then you put a voice to that image, and then you imagine what she'd be like in real life, and then you get hard from that. That's different than a candy bar. That's the first thing that... sell candy.
Right. Here, I'm going to put this up on screen, guys. The first thing on the left there is Tucker Carlson. But I'm looking at... I mean, this doesn't do anything for me. Like, what... Like, I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't even believe he believes the shit he's saying. I think he's just trying to get the right wing into a froth, like he always does, because he profits from it.
Oh, man. Nestle's What Comes Out of Your Ass Chocolate.
It's manufactured outrage, and it's a cult of outrage, and it's a religion of outrage. That's
cult
all
of
Fox News is. And
cult of personality.
Newsmax and all those stations.
Yeah. And with Tucker Carlson and Hannity, it's all...
Remember when people got upset about the publishing company for Dr. Seuss deciding to, like, quietly not produce any more of, like, six books that were really racist because people weren't reading them anyway? And they weren't making money, so why not purge it from the records?
Right. Right. No, I agree.
It was the easiest thing for them to do, and people got upset about that because it was being reported on. Right. And, oh my God, we need white supremacy everywhere.
Right. Well, I mean, the narrative is slowly changing. Let's see. I put the period so you would just...
Other people got upset because, like, sure, they maybe not be racist and be upset about that, but...
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, what comes out of your A-S-S.
Trying to tell media what's wrong, what's problematic, and what isn't.
Right.
But those people also not thinking.
All right, I'll do it for you, Freak Five. Nestles. What comes out of your ass? Chocolate.
Nestles. Nestles. I don't know.
Yeah, chocolate. It's funny. No, I just honestly, like, I think it's just, I think the media, and then look, like, okay, we're post-election, right? A Democrat won the presidency, but if you listen to the media, you would think we were like one step away from civil war. And it's like, I mean, is it a possibility? I mean, it's more of a possibility if you keep pushing that fucking narrative, right?
It's kind of like how Bill O'Reilly was talking about that one doctor who's performing abortions, and he got people upset enough that they actually did something about it. He never told them to, but they did.
Uh-huh.
And he eventually was murdered by those people.
Right, but see, now I have a problem with certain things like that. Like, I'm a big...
This is a bit unlike Trump, who did directly tell people to do something right. without actually telling them to do something, but he still did.
Guess who's back? Back again. Like, break his back.
Riley is smarter because he actually set up plausible deniability, but you could still call him out for it.
You know, it's weird because they're... You know, I...
I said things, but I can't be responsible for what anybody else does, but what you're doing is still reckless, so don't do it.
Right, right. I mean, honestly...
This is what Jimmy Dore's doing now with the anti-vax nonsense. I mean, he claims that he isn't anti-vax, and he probably isn't, but he's got an audience that he's trying to foment and profit from.
Right. Dungeon says, NPR is pretty good every morning. It's such a huge difference from, oh my god, we're all going to die on every other news site. Yeah, I mean, I still have my problems with NPR, Dungeon, but it's as close to like unbiased news as you can probably get. You know, I mean, even places like Democracy Now! Enrage me from time to time. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, hey, Breakman, if you're listening, still shows you're unavailable. I'm trying to get you back. Can you type that into chat, Eric, that it still says unavailable for Breakman? But
You mean in the Skype chat?
No, in the regular chat so he can see you.
I can see him.
In the regular chat. I'm trying to call him. It's not... You can try it. I mean, I don't know if it's...
Hold on a second. I want to try something.
All right. But, yeah, it's just... What is this, Freak 5? What am I looking at here? Let's see. Let's see what Break has showed us. Activist Jex Blackmore took an abortion pill on live TV. The moment went viral. I thought it would be an opportunity to demonstrate the ease and effectiveness of the medication, and it happened at the right time for me personally, Blackmore said. Kudos to her. I mean, whatever. I mean, if that causes outrage, I don't know. I mean, you know, you're free to do what you want to do with your own body. And if a kid isn't in your the immediate future for you know, for a myriad of reasons, then feel free. You know, I mean, fuck. I mean, I don't know what to say other than that. You know, it's just these arguments, these anti-abortion arguments are just... they're not even arguments at this point. They're just ways of people controlling other people, and that's something that I just I despise. I hate when people try, you know, incessantly to control what other people do with their bodies or their minds or anything. It's just pretty sickening. I'm trying to get Break back. Oh, here we go. Let's see if I can add Break to the call. Let's add Breakman. Let's add you, Breakman. Here we go. Let's see if we can get him back on. I'm sure Breakman will have plenty to say, so we'll give him his say in our topic today, media bias and how dangerous it is. Let's see. Come on, Break. I'm calling you, dude. Breakman, do we have you back? Breakman, I see you there. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, we got you back. Hello? Breakman. Yes, can you hear us?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. That was weird,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ.
You were having so much fun.
Crashed on me.
I know.
What's that?
You were having so much fun talking about the Bengals victory.
I was enjoying myself, and suddenly the computer crashed, and I turned it back on, and... crashed again.
One thing after another, my man. We're talking about how dangerous media bias can be, Breakman. And I wanted to get your take on this. Like, the reason I bring this up is because, and when I talk about media bias, I'm talking about media interjecting itself into the news, a la Fox News.
AM radio comes to mind.
No, I'm specifically talking about Sean Hannity. A day after the January 6th riots, he had texted I think Kaylee McElhaney. You remember that clown?
Yeah, COVID Barbie.
Right. I remember. Right. But he texted her to try to, you know, tell her how, you know, Trump should handle, you know, post January 6th, how he should handle things. And one of the things he was saying was, you know, stop with the or the election was stolen nonsense, yeah. Right? But what's funny is he would do the opposite when he got on his show, yep. Right? So even though his show's just an opinion show, people look up to him like he's a fucking newscaster. So I was talking yep. about like how dangerous that could be, right?
Yep, yep. And I hear that all. And like I said, I know we're talking about Fox News, but I hear that all the time on like AM radio too. Like,
right?
They'll give you the news reports, and then they'll talk about like their opinion of that news report longer than the news report actually goes on.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think opinion should have anything to do with straight news, right? I think you should just report the facts. And then, you know, if you want to have a different station for all of that, you know, don't include it with the news because people can be very, very confused with the propaganda that's going on, right? Yeah. I mean, I just think it's gotten out of control.
You're talking about Fox News. I mean, they're like the big one. I mean, they're the one with the most viewers and the biggest pull, you know? So when Tucker Carlson's going on there saying the FBI caused January 6th, people believe him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
He's not giving news facts. He's coming out with dangerous conspiracy
right.
theories.
Right.
And he's passing them off as, like, hard-hitting journalism.
Right, right. And it goes the other way, too. I mean, you'll see propaganda on fucking CNN and MSNBC right. and everything.
Right, MSNBC, the Obama well, We Love You Network. Well,
right.
I think it doesn't help the fact that a lot of people lack media literacy and not just the ability to read subtext and films and shit, but also paying attention to what isn't journalism.
I think it's not just that. It's also the tribalism. People who, say, grow up believing one thing, they're going to try and stay with that thing, you know? Like, they don't want to be challenged for the most part. People don't want to ever be wrong. They always
want to
be right.
But I think you could work tribalism into as being a symptom of lack of media literacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was talking about, like, back in the day, Breakman, like way back in the day when there were only three networks, right? It was CNN, or not CNN, NBC, CBS, and ABC, right? And you would dial in, and you'd have, like, a Walter Cronkite, for instance, right? They all had their own, right? It was whatever. But they would give you the news, and that was it, right? It was a jetliner crashed in Pittsburgh today, and, you know, you'd get all the details about that, and that was your news, right? So then you could kind of formulate your own, oh, wow, that's terrible, you know? I mean, I hope, you know, my buddy in Pennsylvania is okay, or you know what I mean? Like it's just, there's no...
Whereas opposed to if Tucker Carlson was saying the same story, he'd say, hey, jetliner crashed today, and it was alleged that there might have been an engine malfunction or maybe a terrorist attack.
Right. That's like exactly that. Right. Like, I saw a movie, and you guys should check out this movie. It's called Blood Red Sky, right? Where there was, let's just say there was a more than interesting female passenger on the plane with her son, but the subtext was that the plane was being hijacked by a group of terrorists that blamed that specifically targeted three Muslims on the plane and made them like say that they did it in the name of Allah, right? Well, you could see the bullshit that's going on there, right? It's like, oh, they're gonna, you know, blame these guys for what they're doing, you know, a completely separate set of terrorists. But yeah, you're right, man. Like it's just, it's all in the narrative, right? Like how do you frame things and stuff?
Well, speaking of framing things, I mean, I've talked about Joe Rogan before. Like that's how he does it. You know, he kind of frames things like, you know, I you're the expert, and like, so you know what's going on, and you know, and if they say something he disagrees with, well, I saw here online it's saying this thing, or, you know.
I thought it was great the other day. Somebody pointed out something that he was propagating as being completely wrong. He was like, well, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I can't remember the guest's name, but I think it was an anti-vax thing. And the guest was like, well, the data is here, and it's, you know, it was done by this study. And he had all the facts, right? And so live on air, Rogan got fact-checked, and he didn't like it.
You know, it's like, still, after it was over, like, well, you know, that's what I'd read. Yeah, there's no admitting that he was ever wrong.
Right, right. And it's like, you were just proven wrong by this study, dude. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, it's like...
But instead of admitting that he was ever wrong, he just, like, backs himself over to, oh, well, you know, that's... That you weren't... It was somebody else that did that, not me. I wasn't
right,
wrong.
Right, of course. Dungeon says, the only news that matters to me are things like... Iceland preserving the last Big Mac served there as a historical artifact. So yeah, they apparently closed all the McDonald's in Iceland, which is a good thing probably.
As a kid, I used to love McDonald's. I just don't like their food anymore.
But check this out. But someone decided to preserve the last hamburger bought there, and it ended up in their national museum for a bit before moving on. Oh, wow.
Ew. Oh, my God. Like, I can't imagine, like, this rank and nasty burger that's just being passed around and shit. Like, it's in a museum, and just you open the door, and all you can do is smell it, you know? Like, oh, it smells old and dead. God damn. Was that the dinosaurs? No, it's the Big Mac over there. Right. Oh, shit. Woo.
Hey, Freak 5, if you want to piss off a Packers fan, buy a Jordan Love jersey. That's how you really piss him off, man. You know, the future of that.
Now, I wonder what a McDonald's burger fossil would look like.
A fossilized burger? That'd be ugh.
Ugh, so gross. Like, I expect, like, the mold's grown its own thing on it, and, like, it's become its own ecosystem right now.
I never understood why people keep a piece of wedding cake in their freezer forever. You know, it's like, ugh. You know, it's like, God.
Eat the thing.
isn't that thing, like, aren't they supposed to eat it, like, years later or something?
No. I don't know, but that's just fucking gross, man. Eventually, like, even in a freezer, that shit goes old. You know, it's like, ugh. No, I think what it is you're supposed to wait a year and then eat it just to affirm.
A year later, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the idea. But some people keep that shit for like 20, 30. I'm like, how the fuck are you, really?
I think even if you preserved it really well, it loses most of its favor due to all the things involved in it being frozen.
Right, right. You'll just get, what do they call that? Like,
it probably tastes...
Freezer burn.
Freezer burn. Yeah. But anyways, I think that's about all we got for this week, guys. I just wanted to bring up, like, how dangerous...
In order to preserve any food for real, you'd have to, like, find a way to, like, freeze its own localized time.
Yeah. You know, honestly, guys, like, this whole media thing got me thinking. I honestly think that, like, media doesn't work for the people anymore like it used to. And, I think it's...
Well, let me give you... I keep going back to AM radio because, you know, I've listened to a lot of it because it's the best way to get the news and the sports, so, you know. But, for instance, the morning guy, I guess it's probably been like 10 years now or something, used to be well-liked, and his mornings would be mostly about, like, what the news reports are, what's entertainment and stuff like that. But he usually stayed out of, like, giving his opinion and stuff. The current guy on there, if there's something mentioned about climate change, he'll spend like the next like half hour or commercial break talking about how it's all a hoax.
You know? Right, right.
And he'll take callers on it, and like, and he's passing the information along. It's an echo chamber of the people that believe that kind of stuff.
And, yeah, it's become. I honestly think that they're. Like, Trump kind of got it right in a way, right? Like we hammered on Trump for a lot of things, but he only did it one-sided. And if he would have did it all the way and he would have said the entire media is an enemy of the people, then he might have been onto something, Break Ben. You know what I mean? Like that might have been a rallying cry that almost everybody could have got behind. Because we're fed a lot of fucking bullshit. And day-to-day basis, we're fed.
It doesn't seem like there's standards as to what's journalism anymore, you know, and reporting. Like, you can get... There are certain stations where you're going to get mostly news. Like, NPR is going to give you mostly just facts, and they try and stay away from the opinions, unless you start listening to their podcast, and then you're going to get, like, it's all opinion.
Right,
but
right.
For most of these companies, it's not about, you know, the... just the facts. There's heavily dose of opinion.
Right. And it used to be you could go to the newspapers and get a... But I mean, look at who the newspapers are on. The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. So do you think that there's going to be any criticism of Amazon in the Washington Post? Of course there isn't. You know what I mean? Like it just... To me, the news has lost all credibility, man. Like, it really has. Like, both... I mean, I watch these shows on MSNBC or CNN, and it's all fucking... Now it's all about bashing fucking Trump still, you know, because they know that's where the ratings is. It's like, the dude is done. Like, let's move on to some other shit. Like, I don't want to hear about that fucking bullshit. I want to hear about current events and what's going on. You know, let's not...
Well, the thing with Trump is, like, he's the only loser president that's ever managed to, like, keep a... tight-knit or like his hands around the throat of the party. I don't understand it. Like, the dude lost in a landslide and they still want to stay with him?
Well, Well, he's losing a lot of his crowds. I don't know if you noticed that, Break Man, but when he shows up at these rallies, like in Florida, if you see, like, unbiased pictures, like, not the ones that they show on TV, like,
the
it's like...
The people he hired to be there.
Yeah, it's like the... Remember the when he was talking about his inauguration... When you look at the size of his the actual pictures of the inauguration, right. It's like, wow, this dude's delusional. You know, that he thinks he's the most popular president ever. It's just so
stupid. The thing is, he's always been a salesman, so he's doing a sales pitch when he does stuff like that. It's kind of the, you know,
the Billy,
I say I'm great kind of failure. Right. I say this is great, so that must be great.
So what you're saying really is he's the Billy Mays of politics.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Dungeon says, disarm traps. You disarm the traps and open the ancient container and discover a slice of wedding cake. Yeah, Freak 5 says they don't think Trump lost. Yeah, I mean...
I think a lot of his voters don't, but we know the people supporting him know for a fact he did. Like,
right.
I mean, the politicians, like Kevin McCarthy and Lindsey Graham, they know for a fact he lost.
Well, it's just like I was talking about. I think even Hannity realized that, right? And he's like, let's stop talking about that and let's move on to other things, right? Like, that's basically what he was saying. But yet he goes on his fucking show and says, oh, you know, stolen election, stolen election, stolen election. You know, it's just so stupid. It's just really dumb.
Yeah. And Freak is right about, like, the base. Like, I was looking on the message boards every day almost, and it's, like, pro-Trump stuff. Like, no matter what the conversation is, somebody always brings it back to Trump. Like,
right.
What?
Right. Right. It's just dumb, man. It's been dumb. But anyways, I think that's all we got time for this week. I think we've had a really good talk on this. Nothing ever gets solved, but, you know, at least we can vent a little bit of our frustration. That was my frustration this week, is like listening to the quote-unquote news, and there's really little to no news, you know.
Just look at how the whole Rittenhouse trial was handled by the media.
Right. Right.
I mean, that was full-blown incompetence in a lot of ways. Like, there are misinformation being passed around all over the place.
Right. And I talked about Rittenhouse. Like, was he guilty of murder? Ooh, it's kind of sketchy looking from the videos, but he's definitely no fucking hero. But if you listen to Fox News, he's a fucking hero, you know?
But then if you listen to, like, MSNBC, they talk about, like, the things that were debunked, like him crossing state lines and shit. Like, he didn't. He was at his father's residence.
Right.
Like, or his father lived there. So it wasn't him, like, he wasn't doing anything illegal by being there, and essentially,
right.
Even though I still maintain he was being a vigilante, which is against the law.
Right, right.
Yeah, like he's a scumbag and he killed people, but just there was a lot of misinformation. So for the side that was supporting him, they just say, "Well, you're lying about this," and then the other side, "You're lying about this." You know, so there's no common ground.
Yeah, there's no because the facts weren't reported correctly. And it was all propaganda again. I mean, it's circular. It's just constant circular fucking reasoning. You know, you just get the same shit over and over. And it's because we're so divided. You're either a Democrat or a Republican. And if you're not either one of those, if you're an independent, you're fucked. You know, and it's just
you're like
so stupid.
You're fucked and you're frustrated.
I wonder how many times Rittenhouse's friend saying Kyle's mom is a big fat bitch to him.
Oh, freak! Have you seen their orchestrated South Park songs with orchestras?
No. Oh God! Where is this?
Like, Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch on YouTube.
Oh wow! I'm gonna have to watch that. Man.
It's a live orchestra.
Wow! That's pretty awesome. That's awesome.
They got that one. They got the South Park theme. And I didn't know those were the lyrics of Little Kenny. Because he's, you know, he sings like that.
Right.
So I actually hear the lyrics. I'm like,
well, they changed it over the years. There's three or four, five different versions of what he says. But yeah.
Well, I know the I love girls with big fat titties. I know that one. Right. But most of the
love
other
girls
ones,
with
I'm
big
like,
fat
I
can't hear,
titties. I don't understand. But yeah. So yeah, just check those out there first. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's do our plugs and get out of here. Breakman, what you got for us?
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question, or you can see me ranting about whatever news article I just read in the message board of people who are making me angry about something. Or other. You know. Yeah. Pretty much every day is a fucking grievance anymore.
Right. I mean, Twitter's become just such a cesspool of fucking shit, man. It's just so bad.
By the way, thanks, Twitter, for, you know, like a week later, or a month later, banning the guy after I'm like, hey, this guy's putting racist information up here and stuff. Oh, yeah, we'll take a look at it. And a month later, I get it. I'm like, dude, you guys ban me right away when I say fuck somebody. Like, I'll get banned right away.
Right, right. I sent a picture of my male cat to Twitter, Freak says. So I didn't get a chance to see it.
I got a big fluffy male cat.
At least he didn't send a picture of his dinner, which is good, you know. So there you go.
And apparently the cat's an avid reader. That's good.
Oh, okay.
It's an orange tabby. That's nice.
I like orange tabby cats. I used to have one. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find reviews I've written on game. BostonBasketBrigade.com, and the audio reviews are on the feed. I didn't get around to doing anything again, but I might get to it on Sunday. I'm going to be around on Saturday, so I'm probably not going to be able to have time to do that.
Alright.
But hopefully I'll have those reviews of Doki Doki Literature Club and Necro Barista Final Pour Up.
Okay. Dungeon says his Twitter account got temporarily suspended. While he was uploading a video for a tweet, the algorithm apparently didn't like it. That sucks.
Also, if you like those, you can go to my Twitter profile, which is @ArkRPG, and look for the link to my Patreon. You can give me as little dollar to support me if you like what I do. That would help out.
How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
Yeah, you're exiled. That's ridiculous. I have to cancel my subscription now because of that. Like, I'm just offended.
Oh, God. How dare you? He was named after the Flurgan in Captain Marvel. That's awesome. Yeah, Freak 5.
He says his name's Goose. I said, oh, he's one of the only good characters from Top Gun.
I know, the only good character from Top Gun.
I did not like that movie. I thought that movie was really
over. Oh, so you're not going to be first in line to see Top Gun Maverick then, apparently.
No. I know a lot of people love that movie. Like, Iron Eagle was a way better movie, just saying. Mm.
Yeah, you could do nudity on Twitter, Dungeon. I don't understand that, man. Don't delete that tweet. Fuck that.
I want to see this new Dungeon.
His
a
dog
new dungeon
is Fury.
Would be very interesting. I think you have a you might have a selling point there. Just saying.
Yeah, dungeon. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe out there. Weather's getting cold and icier.
Yeah. I want to plug Boba Fett. Because I think it. I mean, I'm four episodes in, and it's great. It is great. I mean, it's a slow burn for sure for a series, but holy shit, it's. I think it's great, man. I only have one very minor issue, which I'll discuss maybe next week if a break gets. Also, I want to. I really like what AEW wrestling is doing. I know it's a soap opera for men, pretty much, but. Break, man. You gotta watch AEW, man. It's so good. So good. It'll make you love wrestling again, is all I'm saying, man. It's good. It's good stuff. Fridays, do you have TBS?
Who owns AEW?
Tony Khan, the son of Shad Khan, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, I really
I
like
saw
it.
Top Gun once on cable, and I was like, Iron Eagle was better.
I like Iron Eagle Dungeon. I agree. I totally agree.
I don't even know about the second movie.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Have you watched the Chucky TV show yet, Frank?
I have not, and I heard it's good. I heard it's really good. I really enjoyed Curse of Chucky. I thought it was great. So
what
yeah.
What platform is that on?
Sci-Fi. It's on Sci-Fi Channel. So. Yeah,
oh, Chucky's just on Sci-Fi. Oh, okay. It'll yep. probably be on Hulu at some point. I can watch it then. Okay, cool.
There you go again with your laziness, you son of a bitch. True. But yeah, watch AEW Wrestling. I think it's great. And they just introduced Danhausen. Danhausen's great, man. I don't know if you guys have seen Danhausen, but his character is fucking amazing. But anyways, yeah, watch that. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. And I think that's about it for this. Anything else, gentlemen?
I mean, come on. The end of Iron Eagle where he's in that office and they're telling him what happened and all of a sudden he finds out that Louis Gossett Jr. is actually alive. Like, it was just such a happy ending.
God, I love Iron
Eagle.
We're
Top Gun. They killed off one of the best characters and we had to watch kind of a douchebag the whole movie, pretty much.
Yeah. So. I honestly think...
Chappie. That was... Yeah, Chappie. Yes.
Chappie. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Freak 5 pooped today.
You mean that sci-fi movie?
Chappie? I think we should make Twitter great again, Freak 5. I think we should start that hashtag up again. I poop today. Hashtag I poop today. I think that would make Twitter a better place. But anyways, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Have you seen Zombie Ass Toilet? I have, Freak 5. I've actually seen that movie.
Toilet of the Dead.
Yes, and it is amazing. Break, man. You gotta watch it, man. It's
Toilet of the Dead.
Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead is a real movie. Yes, it's a Japanese movie, and it is fantastic.
I am writing this down right now because I need to look that up.
Romero made that franchise public domain. He like just let anybody do anything.
You just go ahead and watch that movie. It's something else. Let's just put it that way.
It's something else. It's something, all right.
Yeah, it definitely is. Take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. I like how we ruin the ending every time, every week. Awesome. And the beginning, yeah. Intro, outro, fucktro.
Oh, and the middle of the show, because I got last.
Well, we talk in the middle of the show, so, you know.
Do I hear the recent later?
I mean, anytime we're talking, we ruin the show.